There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, everybody? I'm Gammy, and this is Positively Gam. I'm really excited today because today's episode, I have two of my really good friends, Wendy Gordon and Sybil Imani. They were both on the show last season. We talked about retirement and then unretiring. Today, we're going to talk about getting real and the different struggles that we're having with getting older. Wendy and Sybil have been my friends for years. Wendy and I met years ago when we were both managers at Kaiser Permanente. And then Sybil and I have been friends for decades. We are all struggling a little bit, I think. And I feel like, I feel like I am really trying to embrace aging. But do you guys feel like you're embracing it or that the transition is just really difficult for you? What about you, Wendy?
The transition is definitely difficult for me because when I hear that number, it's hard for me to comprehend that I've been on this earth for 6 decades. So I've had a hard time accepting that fact and recognizing what that really means. So yes, I am having some trouble with embracing it. I'm trying to change my attitude about it because there are ways that I don't feel 60. But on the other hand, I do feel 60 because, you know, I'm feeling it physically. You know, I had struggles with menopause, which I've pretty much gotten that taken care of now. I feel a lot better about that. But my memory, you know, just different things that are occurring that did not occur a decade ago.
Yeah. What about you, Sybil?
Yeah, Adrian. First, thank you for inviting us back to Positively Gam. And yes, I am struggling with that inner self, that inner child, that youthful spirit that I have, and then recognizing that my presentation is 64. Is 64. And what does that mean? How do I bridge that energy that I think I have that's in my brain? Okay, because it is in my brain. And when I try to put things in gear, I'm finding that I can't do all the things that I used to do in the way that I used to do them.
Yeah.
And then you talked about menopause. You know, I experienced menopause early. And so the residual effects for me is that weight gain around the middle.
Oh, God.
Did I hit a nerve?
You absolutely hit a nerve, because let me tell you what it's been like for me too. Because people, I know I'm going to get some feedback on this.
Yes, I know you are.
But it's not
too.
Fair. It's not fair, because this is what happened. Jada put out that photo of me coming out of the water. That was 5 years ago, guys. I was 63 at the time. I am 68. And, you know, I don't look like that anymore. And that's all people remember. That's all people see. And I've been held to this standard of having these fantastic abs. And that's great. And I did. And I still have them underneath this little layer of fat now. Okay. And the thing is, I actually am not mad that I have gained a little bit of weight, because it gives me a little hip, you know, and it gives me a little bit more curve. But that flat ab that I've always wanted and always loved is eluding me now. It is elusive. And the only way to get it, because you can't lose weight. You can't lose weight in just your abs. There's no such thing.
Right.
So if I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to lose weight everywhere. And then I'm going to lose that roundness in my hips that now I happen to enjoy. But I have to tell you that I had this conversation with Rodney the other night, because I was complaining about the same thing. I cannot lose this, you know, this weight around my middle. And he was like, Adrian, you are 68 years old and it's okay.
Yes. Yes.
It's okay. What makes you think that you have to be the poster woman mm-hmm. of fitness for mm-hmm. 60 and over? Nobody gave you that charge except for you. You've given yourself
right.
that charge.
Right.
And
right.
Said,
and there's
go.
Nothing wrong with giving yourself. I don't think there's anything wrong with giving yourself a charge or picturing yourself in a certain way. And it is so individualized. When I listen to you, Adrian, I'm saying to myself, okay, flat abs, I don't know that I have experienced that since I was in my 20s. To be really, you know, to be really honest, right? So what? First world problems, right? I can't, when I look at you, and I know we're not supposed to compare ourselves, and I'm not comparing myself, but when I hear that's your issue, and then I think about what my issue is, I'm like, that will never happen. It's just, you know, I started going back to the gym and my trainer just really this month. And I woke up this morning and got on the scale and it was up by 2 pounds. And when I tell you that threw me for a loop, and I felt so defeated, because as I've aged, it's harder to get the pounds off, period. It's just harder between menopause. I started menopausal symptoms at 48. And just kind of wrap that up, you know, with my doctor at 60, right? Just this summer, okay? So for 12 years, I was deprived of a lot of things, okay? I was not in a good place mentally or physically, you know, in terms of what menopause does. And so now I'm trying to get back. I had lost a lot of weight. And then I actually put 20 pounds back on. I'm like, how does that happen? It's not like I'm engorging myself, you know? So that has been discouraging. And then waking up this morning and dealing with that, it was very difficult for me to get in my car and drive to that gym and work out, because it's not easy for me. It's not, I find it to be very difficult. See, you're in a routine that you've been in ever since I've known you, which I've admired and haven't been able to master. So I'm dealing with that also.
Yeah. And actually for me now, I am not in that routine anymore, because I have this issue with my hip. So I have not been in the gym like I have previously been all year, you know, but I have, you know, arthritis in my hip that's really bad, and I'm actually considering getting a hip replacement. And so it is really difficult for me now to, you know, I can't work out the way I'm used to working out. And it really, working out was a big part of my life. I actually enjoyed it. I know most people don't, but it was a really big part of my life and I really enjoyed it. So like dealing with that is struggling, y'all. I'm struggling and I'm not happy.
Right. These are things that we grieve, right? When our body works against us, because I have arthritis in my knee and I have to get cortisone shots now. And when I go in, I'm telling the trainer, listen, I can't be jumping off of boxes and all of this kind of stuff and running on treadmills. I cannot do that anymore. And you grieve it. You really do. It's wow. Like I'm not moving the way I used to. And that's reality. And when you're around a lot of young people that are vibrant, like Sybil was saying, you feel it, you want to do it, but the body says, I don't think so.
Exactly. And I have a difficult time saying no, because I'm used to doing it. And I think that I still should be able to do it. And I end up injuring myself. What about you, Sybil?
Well, you know, one of the things that I believe is that I'm still in this transitional period of accepting the fact that physically aging, and while things may not actually appear the way I would like them to, some of it is workable. Some of it I can work on. I too, just scheduled a trainer for when I make it back to Baltimore, okay, to get some things in shape, quote unquote. However, one of the things that I have begun to practice is exercises in loving my body and looking at it as it is, because those changes that have come, all of that extra padding, can be beautiful if I see it that way. It goes back to that old saying, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, because the body image thing, as we age, especially if you still have that youthful spirit, you're not settled, you're not just complacent, you know, can really create a conflict. So I look at, you know, all these curves and I look at famous art and nude art, and you know, back then those ladies had curves and they were beautiful. So yeah. I'm beautiful too, just like I am. You know, it comes down to a level of self-acceptance for me, you know, because the other thing is I don't want to get, and this is just me, I don't want to get caught up into changing my body for somebody else, because 64 is 64 all day long. It can be cute, it can be pretty, but it's still going to be 64. And as Rodney said, some of that comes with that maturing that takes place physically. You know, that's one of the things that I really work on. Okay, anything that changes is a plus, but as it is today, I'm going to love it as it is today. You know, that's one of the things that I look at with aging.
See, that's why you're my sponsor.
Oh, girl.
I needed to hear that, because I haven't been feeling very positive about all of this. So
positively
thank you for sharing that. No, right? Positively gam.
Absolutely.
Positively complaining ass gam.
Right. But you know, that's a healthy attitude to have, to embrace where we are. And for the most part, embracing, you know, like recognizing that, okay, I'm starting from here, right? So I am really, I have no choice but to embrace where I am. You know, I have a picture in my mind of where I would like to be. The main thing for me is to just try to remain as healthy as I possibly can and get myself into a healthy routine, which is what I struggle with, is the routine of it all. So I appreciate your perspective on that, because we can learn a lot from just self-acceptance, right? With the realities of what is, because that's not going to change.
What about technology? You guys having any issues when it comes to all this technology? Actually, that's one of the reasons why, of course, you know, I had the opportunity with Red Table Talk and I retired because of that. But I was already on my way out the door, because at the hospital, all of that computer, I just, you know, I was not full time. And it just seemed every time I came back to work, there was a new form to fill out on the computer for the patient assessments. And it just technologically, it was just becoming overwhelming for me. I couldn't keep up. I was spending more time trying to chart on a goddamn computer than I was actually giving patient care. And that was problematic for me. Yeah. I didn't feel like a nurse anymore.
Got it. Everything is computerized.
Everything is computerized. Yeah. I'm like, where is my hands-on nursing care? I'm too busy worrying about getting all this stuff recorded. My memory, I can't remember shit. I can't remember stuff. Like, what is happening? Somebody else has got to be having some challenges with memory.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Having trouble with memory, putting my phone down, and then looking all over for it. I lost some money the other night, about 2 weeks ago. I lost an envelope full of cash that I never carry, but I had to get some out, you know, to tip people at the hair salon and all this stuff, right? So I go in my room to get the cash to put in my purse to go to the nail salon. I go to the nail salon, I get everything done, and when I go to tip her, there's no money in my purse. So I said, okay, I left it home. I come home, I can't find the money. I'm all over the place looking for this money, looking for this money. I spiral, I'm spiraling all the way down. My husband is trying to help me. Trace your steps. I'm tracing my steps. I know. So finally, that night, probably I was going to bed. It was a Friday night and I was going to bed maybe at almost midnight. I go in my closet to get, you know, my pajamas. And there's the money sitting on a shelf in my closet, like right there. Hey, and I'm like, what happened? So then I thought about it. I said, yes, I did come in my room to get the money out of the drawer, but I went in the closet to get my flip-flops to go to the salon.
Yeah, because you were getting
a
pedicure.
And sat the money on the shelf and completely forgot that step. But it took me out. And I started thinking about my great-grandmother, who back then they called it senility.
Yes, right. Yes.
We didn't have Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yes.
And I'm saying, oh, it skips a generation. So that really means that my mother should have it, but she's fine. She's 82. So maybe now I'm going to be, this is the early onset of dementia.
I know. Oh, I worry about that too. Yeah. I worry about that too.
Yes. But I do too.
It's a real thing.
I watched my mother live with fear of Alzheimer's and dementia because it ran through her siblings. Mm-hmm. And at times I find myself experiencing that same fear. But the thing with me is I'm an analyst by trade. And so a lot of times that's the window that I see things through. You talked about technology and being overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm just blessed to have three young people that I can pick up the phone and call them and ask, you know, how do I do this? No, you can't tell me. You have to come show me because I can't do it. You know, I didn't even get an iPhone until one went to college and said, you need to get an iPhone because that's the reception that we have here. And technology is very overwhelming. But also remember that with, you know, advances in technology, we are all on information overload.
Yeah.
We are on information overload. So when I'm on the phone and I'm looking for my phone.
Yes. Yes.
I got to give myself a pass. Okay. Yes. Because there are a million other things going on at the same time that I'm looking for the phone. The same with you, looking for that envelope. Your mind was going a million miles a minute. Yes, I find myself forgetting things that I would not normally forget.
Yeah.
Or second guessing. Did I lock the door?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did I flush the toilet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those kinds of things, you know, that are automatic. But because we're, you know, working with so much information, we may not focus on those little things, you know. And technology adds to that. How much time do you spend scrolling?
Too much, probably. Too much, because that's easy, because that's what it is. It's scrolling, right? You don't have to think about anything. I have struggled with technology since technology existed, really. I can learn a system to do my work, but I live with a technology husband. So he is way ahead of everything. So as soon as I learn how to work the television or how to, you know, set my phone to play my music, he's moved on. So I have to ask him. I depend on him for everything. And I own my own business now, which everything is done in the computer. And I'm still antiquated with things. I'm not even using the technology in my system that I use for note taking and, you know, for sending clients information and getting information back, because it's too overwhelming. So yeah. I'm still writing things down, sending emails. Someone sent me, I sent my client some paperwork, and then they wrote back saying, well, can I send this back using DocuSign? So I'm like, I've heard of that. But I said, look, as long as I can print it, as long as I can print it, and, you know, you can send it however you want to. But I was like, what is that? And am I going to be able to use it? Yes, technology has not been my friend from the very beginning.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, so you guys have not moved out of the area.
Right.
Right. I've had two moves in my adult years. I've moved from Baltimore to Las Vegas, back to Baltimore, and now I'm in California. Have you guys had any difficulties or experienced even the need to make new friends and develop new relationships? Because I find that a bit challenging. And I don't know whether that has anything to do with aging, but.
Well, I think that, I don't know, as I'm aging,
yeah,
it's a little bit more challenging to build new relationships mm-hmm. based on authenticity. You know, people, I'm talking about going beyond the superficial,
yeah,
the surface type relationships. I'm finding that a little bit more challenging. And I think it's because I'm looking at the clock.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the true friendships that I have that evolved over years, over experiences. And so when I meet new people, if we don't click right away, it's a wrap. Because
we don't have that much time.
Yeah. Because, I'm looking at the clock. I'm looking at the clock and I'm looking at the change in interest, the things that I'm interested in doing, And so that requires me to acclimate to a whole new group of people in some instances. And it's a little challenging because as we age, we are more guarded.
Yeah.
There are more layers.
Yeah.
To get to that real person. And I'm like a quick, fast person. And so a lot of people get kicked to the side with me because I just don't think I have the time for that.
Yeah.
What
about you, Wendy?
Well, I think, I don't know that really has anything to do with age. Honestly, I think that it has a lot to do with personality. I have never really had trouble meeting people, but I've not had an interest in making a lot of new friends, as Sybil said. Even when you and I met Adrian, we were both adults and we clicked. For whatever reason, we clicked. I think that has to do with authenticity. At the time that we met, I was pregnant and Jada was pregnant. And I think, we talked on the phone or whatever, and then we actually met in person because we weren't at the same center and something just clicked. And I think that happens sometimes, but not very often. When you think about how old you are now, right? Do you really have a need to meet new people? Now you've moved. And I would think, yes, that does have something to do with it. So you would meet people doing the things that you love. You love to dance. You like to go to the gym. So you might meet some people there. But are they really friends? Are they acquaintances? I think that's a whole different conversation to have about how that whole thing works. You have your family. So your cup is being filled by the people who are already in your life. You have to just assess whether or not you have a need to meet new people to become really close to. So I'm not sure that has a lot to do with age or just where you are in your station in life, and how you define fulfillment, in your relationships. I'm looking more at the quality of my relationships versus the quantity at this point. And if I ever do leave Maryland and go and, and move somewhere else to retire, I'm not sure that it would be of a lot of interest to me as long as I have, my family, that I connect with on a constant basis and the friendships that I choose to maintain.
Because I feel like almost like we talked a lot of, it's all been like downhill. we're making it sound like aging is awful. And it really isn't. It really isn't. So I think we need to say some positive things.
Well, there's wisdom, the audience. Right? There's wisdom.
Yeah.
There's wisdom there that wisdom. Comes with age.
There's
a lot of wisdom. Mm-hmm.
But I'm still having an awful lot of fun. I swear to God, with all my aches and pains, with all of my, dissatisfaction that at the end of the day is temporary. If you think that I'm sitting around sweating about this little bit of extra fat around my belly, I absolutely am not. Okay. Absolutely not. Because at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I really am just really trying to focus on enjoying my life.
Yes. Yes.
Girl, that is really what I'm trying to do is enjoy my life.
Right. I agree. I'm trying to do the same thing. And I am. I actually am enjoying my life. And that goes back to the quality of my relationships, where I am in my marriage, like my grandson in love.
Oh, yes.
I'm in love with him.
And you were so stressed about them moving to Atlanta, Wendy, and it has worked out totally fine.
Absolutely. It gives me somewhere to go.
Yeah. And they're probably thriving there.
Yes, they are. They're thriving there very well. We have a place to go and we love it when they come home. They were just here this past weekend. And I'm surrounded by a really great group of young people. that this generation, Gen X or millennials, they are doing things, Gen Z, whatever alphabet it is. But, you know, they are embracing life in a different way. And I learn a lot from the people that are around me. And that keeps my energy going because it's like, yeah, I'm trying to keep up. I'm trying to keep up. And my niece told me, she said, look, when I had a 60th birthday party and was dancing and carrying on like I was 20.
I know, I missed said, it. Yeah, I was so sad. I had to work.
It's different, so doesn't sad. It? Yeah, it does hit different.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm still trying. I'm still trying.
Exactly. What about you, Sybil?
Well, you know, I am loving this aging process. Wendy, I love that you talked about family and being surrounded by family and close friends. And I'm very close with my children. I have 7 grandchildren and 1 on the way. That is why I am in California right now, okay, to continue bonding with one of my grandkids, the only one actually that is not growing up with me. And, you know,
in the same city.
In the same city. Yeah, not growing up with me in the same city. And I love that, yes, I'm able to impart some wisdom. But you talked about those younger people. And when I tell you, I am learning more and more from my daughters every day on how to change my perspective, on how to recognize at the end of the day, that is not even worth your energy.
Yeah.
You know, and I am just loving my life right now. You know, I've aged, I've retired from a career. I have a little thing on the side that I do when I want, however many hours that I want. You know, I'm able to be valued. You know, there is a lot that comes with aging that is positive. You know, I don't know. I'm happy. I wake up every day and the sun is shining. I don't care. It's shining in me. Yeah. I don't care what's going on out there. You know, and every day is an opportunity to reset. You know, whatever happened yesterday, that's gone. You know, I'm blessed to still be here, you know, and to be 64 because, you know, at 60, 64 and 68, look around, look to your right and to your left.
Absolutely. We sure are good.
We good.
Absolutely.
Because people don't even believe it when you actually tell people your age. Really?
Yeah,
I like that.
Exactly. And as long as they keep saying that, I'm good.
That's
I'm
right.
good.
I love it. Okay. I love that.
So at the end of the day, regardless of all the obstacles and minor struggles we may be having, there's more joy in aging than anything. And I, whatever is going on, I'm glad that I have you ladies to share and talk with.
I want to leave you with a thought. I always look at my Facebook memories, you know, things that people write or things that I've written. And in March 23rd, 2010, I don't even know where I got this, but I copied it. And it says, there are 4 things that you cannot recover in life. The stone after it's thrown, the word after it's said, the occasion after it's missed, and the time after it's gone. So we're blessed with time. Right? We're still here, vibrant. Yes, we have our challenges, but happy to be here and blessed with an abundant life, right? I think we can all say that we are living a vibrant and abundant life. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm glad to still be standing here at this time in our lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for that, Wendy. Yeah. That was a good one.
The 2024 presidential campaign features 2 candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, so we're going to end with the segment, Wouldn't You Like to Know? Before you go, Wendy and Sybil, I have a couple of questions.
Oh, boy.
We're going to start with you, Sybil.
Okay.
What book are you currently reading?
I am reading The 1619 Project by Nicole Hannah-Jones. And it is about the presence of the African-American here on the American soil, and how what we've been taught
is not little, how it was
is a little suspect,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's very heavy because I'm reading it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy read, but it is such an important read. Ooh. And so we would definitely recommend it for everyone to pick it up, and not just black Americans.
Okay. It's very eye-opening.
Yeah. Okay, what is one thing you want to get off your chest?
One thing that I want to get off my chest is that I want to continue to love my body until I don't, and not feed into the trend of surgery.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, what's a motto that you live by?
A motto that I live by that I renew every day is love heals all.
Okay, I like that. Okay, Wendy, your turn. What are you reading right now?
Well, I would be lying if I said that I was actively reading a book, because I don't find the time to stick with it because of what I'm doing for my work.
Do you do audiobooks?
No, I don't. But see, most of the time I'm online with people on Zoom all day long. So that puts me on overload. So after that, I really don't want to hear anything else. And I don't have, if I start reading, I'll fall asleep. Seriously. But what I am reading is, it's like a devotional, and it's called Focus. And it's by Claire Cherry Reeves. And it's how one word a week will transform your life. So the whole premise of this is to focus on one word a week. So it could be anything: kindness, position, determination. And it just gives you some things to think about. So this started with the women's ministry at my church. So that's what I commit myself to, you know, just in terms of reading. I would like to read more, but I really find it difficult to get it in. Most of the time when I'm reading, I'm on the plane or something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's the same for me. I do most of my reading on the plane. I don't have time to just sit down and read, I will fall asleep. But I read on the plane. I read when I take vacation, and I'm on the plane all the time, by the way. I'm flying all the time. And I love listening to audiobooks.
But when I'm really trying to learn something, then I have to read it. What is one thing you want to get off your chest?
I am such a stickler for customer service, okay? And the lack of customer service that continues to exist is very irritating for me. So I praise people when I get the service that is expected. And I'm just finding that it's almost a lost art for people. And I think we need to pay attention to that because we are consumers and there's a human aspect of interaction. I know technology, you know, has taken over and all these things, but people I find just don't have patience. They don't have what it takes to just serve others. So that's just, it's just something that's a source of irritation for me. And I wish I could teach classes on it because it's necessary. It's still very necessary. And every now and then when you get a person that is cognizant of it and gives you this, it's just very refreshing.
Yeah.
So
that, now that's a whole conversation, actually.
It is.
That's a whole conversation.
It really is.
Because I think people, you know, kids now, this new generation, they're growing up with all this technology and they don't even know how to communicate.
Yeah.
They don't know how to, they don't know how to engage and communicate, you know.
Exactly.
In real time.
And it shows.
So, yes. Yeah. All right. What's a motto you live by?
The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step.
Yes.
That's a motto that I live by.
Yes.
Can't get anywhere unless you take the first step.
Exactly. You know what? It has been a joy. You guys have really filled me up and given me so much today. I love both of you so much. Thank you for joining.
And we love you. And we love you. Thank you for even, I didn't say it at the beginning as Sybil said, but thank you for inviting me again.
Absolutely.
This has been fun.
Absolutely. We'll have to hook up and have lunch when the next time I come to Baltimore, Wendy. We haven't
that
seen one another in a
very
minute.
Very nice, Adrienne.
Yes. Okay, where's my sign on? I don't even know. Okay. And that's it for our show this week of Positively Gam. You can follow me online at Gammy Norris. Also, help us out by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and by hitting the follow button on iHeartRadio. Stay grateful, y'all. Thank you, Wendy.
Bye, Wendy.
You're
good
welcome.
Seeing you.
Okay.
Positively Gam is produced by Red Table Talk Podcast and iHeartRadio. Executive producers are Adrienne Banfield Norris, Fallon Jethro, and Jada Pinkett Smith. Our audio engineer is Calvin Bailiff. And our associate producer is Irene Bischoffberger. Our theme song is produced by D Beats.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen.
We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.